Iran has begun 10 days of celebrations marking the 37th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution that toppled the U.S.-backed Pahlavi monarchy, also known as the 10 Days of Dawn. The ceremonies mark the return from exile of the late founder of the Islamic Republic, Imam Khomeini, and commemorate a chain of events that culminated in the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Currently, a ceremony is underway at the mausoleum of Imam Khomeini in Tehran with thousands of people in attendance. Imam Khomeini spent more than 14 years in exile, mostly in the Iraqi holy city of Najaf. He also spent some time in Turkey and France before his return to Iran. On Sunday, President Hassan Rouhani and his cabinet ministers paid tribute to the founding father of the Islamic Republic at his mausoleum. Our correspondent Salman Kujri, joining us now on the line from Tehran, is with us to tell us more about the start of the 10-day dawn celebrations in Iran. Salman?
Well, Baradi, as you just put it, today is the beginning of 10-day dawn or national celebrations to mark the victory of the Islamic Revolution back in 1979. Indeed, well, today, we can say that 37 years ago on this day, with the return of Imam Khomeini, the late founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, from exile to the country. Indeed, the countdown began for the victory of Islamic Revolution, ending 2,500 years of monarchy in the country. Of course, his return, Imam Khomeini's return to the country, intensified and stepped up popular protests against the U.S.-backed Pahlavi regime. And such protest rallies ended successfully on February 11th, when the U.S.-backed Pahlavi regime was overthrown with the support of people and leadership of Imam Khomeini. And now people here have gathered at the mausoleum of Imam Khomeini south of Tehran to once again renew allegiance with the ideals and causes of the Islamic Revolution and the late founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And indeed, what Imam Khomeini brought about for the country was establishment of a political system, a new political system based on Islamic values and ethics, indeed. And such an establishment and Islamic system, which we are witnessing today in the name of the Islamic Republic of Iran, has won the support of many nations around the world and has attracted freedom seekers around the world, because Imam Khomeini taught the whole nation, and also not just the Iranian nation, but also other nations, freedom seekers around the world, that if they want to regain their rights, they have to stand up, and they should not be afraid of how powerful the opposite side is, and such monarchy and oppressors indeed should be always stood against, and they should rise for their rights, and they stand against any form of tyranny and any form of dictatorship. Now, this is a lesson which has been taught by Imam Khomeini and people here at the mausoleum, and also all other cities across the country, indeed, are following this rule and lesson taught by Imam Khomeini. And now, according to organizers of the 10-day dawn celebration, we are expecting from today on, for the 10 days ahead, we expect different celebrations, different forms of programs to mark the occasion. And since this is a national celebration, we do wait for February 11th and the high turnout of people as usual. This is what has been expected as usual for national rallies to take place on February 11th to mark the victory anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. And we are celebrating 37th victory anniversary of the Islamic Revolution, spearheaded by late founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini, Baradia.
Thank you very much, Salman. Press TV, Salman Kujri, joining us on the line from Tehran.